And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Dharma's Reoccurring Dreams. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dharma's and a track that when I get my bit of paperback, because it's my internet paperback. Come on, come back now. Reoccurring Dreams, Tony.
Yes.
Which is the new single by the Swedish punksters. We have played the Dharma's several times before, actually. I like them, obviously. If you don't like a band, you don't play them first on your podcast, do you?
You don't.
What is the Dharma's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDharma's Band.
Facebook.com/Dharma's. And oh. Dharma's is spelled Dahmers. And it's another one of those, Tony, with the in it. But they are the Dharma's. But their Facebook thing is just Dharma's.
Right.
So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to constantly trick you with this stuff. Although you did do remarkably well last week. That does make it poorly being insert one, Tony, nil. Now, this is the bit in the show when I like to do a joke or poem that someone in our listening world has sent in for me to read out. And as it's my birthday, Tony.
It is. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was really hoping that we'd have one this week, but we haven't.
Okay.
However, if you would like to send a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I particularly like the poems as it goes. However, I have had... Now, here's something that's becoming a bit of a trend here. I have had an email from R. Graham.
Excellent.
Right. Which is titled... 5 favourite punky songs. Now, you might remember a few weeks back we said, wouldn't it be a good idea if we got together? I can't remember what it was, a top 50, a top 20, a top 100, 50. Whatever it was, top 50 punky radio songs, or songs we played over the last over a decade, and did it as a free download. But rather than it just be our choices, we'd get listeners to get engaged or get involved, and then we had to find a way for them to, how are they going to pick the 5 songs? And one listener said, actually, I've picked 5 songs that led to me buying the album by the band, which I thought was quite a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's what R. Graham's done. So here goes. R. Graham, hello, mate. He goes, hi, Paul, Gooper Gooper. Here are 5 songs where I've bought the album or EP after listening to them on Punky Radio. In order of played on the show, I think. He's very thorough, R. Graham.
He is.
First up, Nobody Likes You When You're Dead by Zombina and the Skeletones, from the album Taste the Blood of Zombina and the Skeletones, 2002. He's very thorough, right? He's absolutely right. And Nobody Likes You When You're Dead, that's their very first album, and it is a cracking song. You're absolutely right, well done. Second up, Oedipus Rex by King Kurt, Tony.
Oh, wow, okay.
From the album Ooh Walla Walla, the seminal album Ooh Walla Walla, Graham informs us, 1983. I already knew that. I would say Ooh Walla Walla is actually the Psychobilly Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah.
Great choice. Third up, 1957 Ford Meteor by Menick from the album Railroad Blues Anthology 2012. Menick, who the best, my favourite Menick song that we played was Shake My Bones. Remember that one? You can shake my bones and toll that with me. Anyway, I knew that R. Graham would be a massive Menick fan as soon as I heard it. Anyway, so we're right there. Track four, Get Your Hair Cut by The Mobs from the album Garage Punk for Boys 2014. Again, right again, what a great album, what a great song.
Mm.
And last but not least, number five, Bother by Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, a very popular band on this show, Tony.
Very popular, yes.
From the EP Rags and Bones, which is earlier than I thought, 2014. I thought it was a little bit later than that, but anyway. So that's a great top five. If you've got a top five, you don't need to go into that much detail. If you'd like to let us know, it's interesting. We are in the process of compiling something, and at some point, something might happen.
It might do.
There you go. I can't be more thorough than that, can I?
No.
So anyway, that's that. I'm just waiting to go, and now it's gone, and now the other one's gone as well, and I'm having a mare. It's my birthday, Tony.
It is.
I know, but now I'm going to have to change the thing on that to get that to that. I think we're playing two songs in a row now, but I'm not absolutely sure. I'm having to wait for the thing to come
we
back.
Yes,
we
are. Yes.
Here we go. So, excuse me. Two songs in a row now. And these two songs, Tony, come from the latest... I think it's free to download, but I'm not sure. No, it's one of those name your price ones. Squid Hat Fresh Ink Volume 7, Tony.
Okay.
Squid Hat have brought out yet another compilation of fantastic Las Vegas, or certainly surrounding Las Vegas or Las Vegas inspired bands. However, the two that I've picked to play, because there's one or two tracks on it that we have actually played before, because it's all stuff that's come out over last year. However, interestingly, I say interesting, the two we're playing are Bloodcocks UK, that I'll talk about in a bit, but first up, now it's H-E-I-Z, but I don't think it's the Highs, I think it's the Haze. I think they're pronounced the Haze. Tokyo Punk and Roll, as signed to Squid Hat Records, Tony.
Excellent.
What is the Haze Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Haze?
It is, and the Haze is spelled T-H-E-H-E-I-Z, or if you're in America, well, you're Tony. T-H-E-H-E-I-Z.
Hmm.
I know you like that more. I think it's wrong. Anyway, stay tuned for Bloodcocks UK. It is Tony One, Paulie B, Internet One, and this is Too Much Rock and Roll Business.
Sam will talk into me, try to be a man. Make a big money like no other can. Well, world, since they say, gotta get up, you need a $45, join a fan club. Gonna tell your mom, gonna tell your pop, it's so hard to be into rock and roll. Wow! Too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business for me. Get back to the future again. Gonna do check my MI-10. Oh, whether I'm jail, sitting on the top of the world, whether they want me around just to make a sound. That's the best sign, so baby you can find that rock and roll music is never gonna die. Ow! Too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business, too much rock and roll business for me. Hey, ho! Go. Don't wanna listen to the money talks. I don't mind what the hell they say. I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. Wow. I
rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business for me. Too much rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business. Too much rock and roll business for me.
Little chuff.
M. I said M-O. M-O-T. M-O-T-H. Straight pop, rocking with the victim at the high school hop. She don't get a damn chance of music slap. Stealing all the cards from the old rag mop. Now Michael's got the rhythm, he don't wanna stop. And Frankie met a girl at the liquor shop. My brother versus Frankenstein. My brother versus Frankenstein. A people we bomb, that's a real good time. My brother versus Frankenstein. My brother versus Frankenstein. My brother versus Frankenstein.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bloodcocks UK and a track called Mothra versus Frankenstein. Now, Tony, I'm going to ask you the Facebook page of Bloodcocks UK straight away. Go for it. What is it?
Facebook.com/Bloodcocks UK.
No, it's Facebook.com/Bloody Annie. BLOODYANNIE. Oh. I don't know why either, but I like it, right? And Bloodcocks UK, this is interesting, right? They are an American band because I said it's Squid Hat Records and we always play Las Vegas stuff. We love Las Vegas punk. Squid Hat have managed to sign a Tokyo punk and roll band and then another bit of rock and roll right there, Bloodcocks UK, who, even though they are from Las Vegas, apparently are the only band in America to never have played America.
Right.
They only tour.
Okay.
So they've had a couple of successful tours of Japan, actually. So that's in keeping with that. And that they claim to never have played in the US. I'm afraid I don't know for sure. If you know to the contrary, or whether that's a wind-up, do get in touch. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Anyway, point is, both songs are brilliant. Go to Squid Hat Records. Or just, if you type in Squid Hat Fresh Ink, you'll find it. And it's on, there's a Bandcamp page with all the, which is probably just squidhat.bandcamp.com or squidhat. I don't know. I'll stop often.
Okay.
Point is, Tony, support of the internet too, Tony One. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or just search Punky Radio. Do like the page. Do get in touch. Leave us a comment. We do like to hear from you. Messages, not so much. Don't forget, if you are in a band, email your MP3s to poorlyb@punkyradio.com. Don't leave us a message. One comment this week.
Right.
In response to last week's show, Book Bonsai got in touch.
Right.
I think they or he or she is from Moth the Slapping Bass. Moth the Slapping Orchestra, wasn't it? That was it.
Moth the Slapping Orchestra, yeah.
Moth the Slapping Bass would be great.
Anyway. But it's another Mothra mention it after Blood Clocks UK. We're going Mothra crazy.
They say in French, du recul, to step back. Obviously, and we played this song last week. We didn't know what it meant. We do now.
We do now. Thank you very much for that. And I also meant to mention that their new release is out in two parts on vinyl on Île de la Réunion, but will be distributed digitally, as it's me to say, will be distributed digitally by Hairball 8 Records, Tony, that you might remember. They sent us some psychobilly stuff through at least a decade ago.
Right.
Including Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, who became...
Oh.
We became fans of them, and they were briefly fans of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they probably found other things to do.
Maybe.
But hello to Hairball 8. Hello to Moth the Slapping Orchestra. I love you.
There you go.
Hello to Buck and to Eric as well, who was the guy in the band who sent us stuff.
Cool. That's all I have.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Now, what have we got now? Right, okay. There used to be a band called Flaccid, Tony, and then they became the Kramers, and then out of the Kramers they became Ministers Dead, or members of, did, and then the lead singer ended up singing in the Bleach Boys, and he still does, and it's Matty. But anyway, the Kramers have reformed, and they've got a new EP out, and guess who was one of the first people to get it? Us.
Excellent.
Absolutely brilliant. It's a 3-track EP. You can get it, the EP itself, via their Bandcamp page, which is?
thekramers.bandcamp.com.
Nearly, thekramersuk.bandcamp.com. So it's it actually, anytime it's like that, it looks like the Kramers suck.
Yeah.
thekramersuk.bandcamp.com. thekramersuk.bandcamp.com. Heart stroke London, punk garage, sometimes sci fi, danger, futuristic, dystopic nightmare weirdness, Tony.
Mm.
This is. Oh, so what is it? It's Poorly Be Internet 3, Tony 1. This is Media Eyes.
Behind the camera's eye.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Kramers, Media Eyes, one of three great tracks on their new EP, which I recommend you go to thekramersuk.bandcamp.com and get. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. I don't think I am. No. No. My birthday next week, so a bit of work, and then have a birthday and then a bit more work. So, no, nothing this week. What are you up to?
Well, I've had a busy time with it.
You have?
That I'll say in the second half of the show, because I've just realised I've still got me this week and last week the wrong way around, haven't I?
Yeah.
But so it's all right. So, yeah, what I've successfully done today, which is this week, is become 48 years old.
Yes.
And...
Blimey.
Right. I got half a dozen cards. The thing is, when you get older, you get less cards, don't you?
Yeah.
Because the people that send them to you die.
Yes, I guess that's true.
And
yes,
as you do get older, you die as well. And nothing says you better start thinking about this more than what I got, Tony.
Okay.
I'm just hold on a minute. Right, I'm just walking over here while I get. I'm back now, and this is right. So I got half a dozen cards through the post, and I got a flyer from A.W. Lim, the family funeral service.
Oh dear.
Saying, pre-arrange your funeral with us. I was like, Jesus, thanks for that. I'm sure it wasn't done on purpose. I'm sure they'd just been around every house on the street, but it was particularly pertinent. However, up until 15 minutes before the show, when it finally happened, I've spent the day defrosting my fridge, my freezer.
Okay.
And I've done it.
It's exhilarating,
it,
yeah, isn't it?
I know. We've had more rock and roll sections than this.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's it. I think we ought to crack on.
Oh, it's this
because I did loads last week. I'll tell you all about last week in the second half show. Right now, it's time for one from the vaults, but not from our vaults. We've never played this before, but it is from the vaults because Cherry Red, one of our favourite labels right now, or certainly mine, have reissued or brought out a new CD by the Rosillos, a two CD pack. The Rosillos, who had their top 40 hit, Top of the Pops.
Right,
that's
okay.
How you know the band, and they're Edinburgh or Scottish punk band, and the album's called Flying Saucer Attack, named after which is a track, one of their well-known tracks. But we're not playing that one. We're playing one on it. Some of the it's brilliant. This thing, Tony. I've been meaning to play it for. I got this a while ago, actually. So we're going to play a track by them right now. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Rosillos website?
TheRosillos.com.
Nah, it's. They're on a wind up. It's Rosillos, Rezillos.rocks.
Right.
Because you can just make it up now, can't you?
Yeah, well, no, you haven't got full cop launch, but they certainly opened the doors and now there's all sorts of rubbish.
So I am sorry about that, but it does mean it's probably Internet 4, Tony 1. This is getting me down.
Thinking about the things I said I'd do today. You know, the spirit of things are getting better, getting me down. I think I'm back up on my back to leave this town.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Zillow's Getting Me Down. I am going to play at least one more track from this album in the next few weeks. It's great. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guy.
Happy birthday to me.
Ooh, happy birthday. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you're if you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is that simple. And if you include the Facebook event, you might qualify for this week's Punky Gig of the Week. But I didn't have one this week, so I found one.
Right.
So there you go. I do need your gigs. I can't keep doing this stuff myself, you know.
Well, no, you can't, Tony.
I know. Right, so this on February the 10th, I think that's Saturday. So this Saturday, the Morby Bar and Venue in Sheffield, Hung Like Hanratty are playing with Septic Psychos and Three Stone Monkey.
Oh, marvellous.
I think Hung Like Hanratty are definitely local. And I've got things Septic Psychos. Yeah, Septic Psychos local, aren't they? Yeah, I thought they were.
Yeah. And Three Stone Monkey at Castle Donington. We discussed that the other week.
Yep.
Of course, Celtic Psychos are just around Notts and Derbyshire, aren't they?
I completely forgot we even played one of these bands recently.
We played two.
We played everything apart from Hung Like Hanratty.
Hung Like Hanratty song.
I was nearly in them, so there's the punky link.
And you were nearly in Hung Like Hanratty, so. I think we can say we are connected to this gig.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's Sheffield, it's not far. So yeah, if you are around the Morby Bar and Venue, it hasn't said how much it is to get in, so it might be free. I don't know. But contact the venue. It's a Saturday night. If it's anything, it won't be a lot. So do check them out. They are... Hung Like Hanratty is one of those bands where they're very, very popular. If it is your bag, you will love them. And if it's not, the other two bands you'll like. So yeah. Do check it out.
A bit pointed, Tony.
Well, you know, when I know something about the bands, I just like to give a little bit of flavour.
Well, Hung Like Hanratty are a bit like the Mac Lads, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like comedy punk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What did you mean?
I used to be in a band, you know.
Oh, that sounds so tragic. Right, we can play another song now. Here's a band, Tony, from San Diego.
Okay.
That have come to us via Dirty Water Records. Oh, it's like all my favourite labels this week. Called The Loons, who have been going for 20 years, Tony, The Loons, and they've got a new single out now. When we're actually playing, I don't really want to call it the B-side, because people don't really call them A's and B's anymore, do they? It's just two tracks.
Mm.
But it's not the lead single, it's the other one.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
And cracking sort of psychedelic garage rock and roll fun and games, I suppose. There's a description for you.
Okay.
Steve, if you're listening, in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
He gets very annoyed by some of the descriptions I make, because I'll say what I think a band sounds like, and I'll describe them, and then when he's listening, he goes, they're not like that at all.
Okay.
What is he talking about? What is The Loons' Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheLoonsSanDiego.
Good idea. facebook.com/theloons.sd. Paulie Beans at 5, Tony Wong.
Fair enough.
This is Saturday Sun.
Walk alone. Where is the love that I've never known? No end is open, there is.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Loons and Saturday Sun. And you, I say you can find out more about them via their Facebook page, facebook.com/theloons.sd. Tony, did you do anything last week?
No, I think I'm just trying to think back to what I did do. I think I'm largely just working and then coming home and then putting the fire on and getting warm. It's so cold at the minute.
I wonder if there's been a word or phrase in the show over the last 12 years you said more than no.
No.
I did loads, mate.
What did you get up to?
I did loads. Well, it was Pulmus, wasn't it?
It was.
And this year's been a German Pulmus.
Nice.
So it was celebrated up to the traditional English day of February the 5th. So I actually really celebrated it on February the 4th. And I went to see The Damned. But I'll talk about that in just a second, because Friday night I did my show in Hitchin at Woodside Hall, and it was absolutely brilliant. And thanks to the audience for singing Happy Birthday to me. I did have to prompt them 3 times.
Right, okay.
Over the show. But they did eventually. And all the acts that were there, Jonathan Elston, Radu Izak and Brian Higgins, were all brilliant. The show was great. Everything was brilliant. I drove up to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
After that, to see Steve, where I managed to press gang him into, on Sunday, coming to see The Damned with me at Rock City. And the reason I went to see The Damned at Rock City was because Demented Argot, who was supposed to be playing at the Doghouse, weren't, because Baz cancelled them because The Damned were playing at Rock City. Mm. This meant Demented Argot was suddenly playing in Lewis, as mentioned last week. And I did get my mate Pierre Hollins to go. And he absolutely loved it.
Oh, nice.
I went to see The Damned at Rock City. We went to Tap and Tumble beforehand, which was packed with old friends. Bumped into John from Verbal Warning.
Oh, lovely.
And a few others, familiar faces from my past. And got in there. It was I only got tickets that afternoon. It was packed.
Okay.
So Rock City was absolutely rammed. And Slim Jim Phantom was on first. Sadly, I only saw the last 3 songs because the queue to get in for online tickets was mental. Mm. We were just standing there for ages. So if you've got a physical ticket, you walk straight in. So John saw all of Slim Jim Phantom. I only saw the last 3 songs, which is a shame because he was really good. Then The Damned came on and they did what I would describe as a very unusual and interesting set, Tony.
Okay.
There were some songs from the new album peppered around in there. Great, no problem with that, and they sound good. But the first 20 minutes was all quite medium-paced. And you expect a band to kind of kick off fast, don't you, and then sort of mess about.
Yeah.
But it all sounded a bit like pop music for a while. They started with Wait for the Blackout, and then they did Lively Arts. For me, it didn't really get going until they did Anti-Pope, if you must know. But then once they did, obviously brilliant. And they looked brilliant. They sounded brilliant. They were absolutely great. They've got Paul Gray, one of their old bass players, back in them as well. And they're clearly loving being The Damned.
Mm.
It was great, and it was a great show. So it was fun, and they did. But they also did a song that I'd never heard them play live before, which other people would have done, which was their second encore when they did Jet Boy, Jet Girl, which is sort of Sa Plan Pour Moi by Plastic Bertrand, but with different lyrics, and was also done by Krongen.
Right.
So there you go. It was great fun, and I had a really good time. And I didn't wear my Peaky Blinders hat.
No?
Steve's been moaning about the fact that, because I got my Peaky Blinders hat, everyone is wearing Peaky Blinders hats. Well, no, they're not. I haven't seen many people in them. They were at this gig, Tony. I'd say about half the people there. There's about 1,000 people in flat caps. And it was one of those classic things where most people were over the age of 40. So if you were just going to the gig for the first time, you think, well, The Damned have got a big skinhead following. It's not, it's just punks that have gone bald.
Yeah.
Damn that.
True.
Right. 2 songs in a row?
Yeah, sure.
Good idea. Stay tuned for Hitlist Youth, but first up, a band that we've only discovered in the last week or so via Disconnect Records, who got in touch with me, Tony. Disconnect, so good they named them twice. Got in touch to say, hey, you've played a couple of bands on the show that are a bit like some of the bands we've got. Wonder whether you'd be interested. They sent us the latest 3 releases through. I had a listen. I might get one of the others on next week, but I wanted to play this one this week. Hack the Mainframe, Tony.
Mm.
Aussie Skate Punk. They've got an album out. It's really good. But the song we're going to play, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You're going to love it. It's great. And I hope you enjoy this. What I want to know is, what is Hack the Mainframe's Bandcamp page?
Hackthemainframe.bandcamp.com.
hackthemainframepunk.bandcamp.com. It's a tough one for you this week, isn't it, Tony?
It really is.
Paulie of Internet 6, Tony 1, stay tuned for Hitler's Youth. As they, this is Coriander.
Berserker. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You just heard a track by a band called Hitless Youth called Is This Disco? Which is a new single via Flowers in the Dustbin. You might remember we mentioned them last week, I think. Flowers in the Dustbin, who are a kind of a Scottish indie label, but they do have some artists that go a little bit further towards us, and when they do, we like to play them, and that is a case in point that's got a bit, they sound a bit, I don't know, there's moments of The Fall on there. And seeing as what happened to Marquis Smith, what with him being dead and that, it's the closest we get to doing a tribute, I suppose. But anyway, Tony, what is Hitlist Youth's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Hitlist Youth?
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B Internet 6. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Tony, have you got Triad?
No.
Well, where's Sussex Saint this week when we need him?
I know. It's been very quiet. Yeah, so if you have a Twats to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the Twats name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All Twats received with thanks. I did have a little bit of a flurry off them at the start of the year, but it's starting well, isn't it? Yeah. So do email me. Can't do the feature without you. Do like to hear from you. All Twats received with thanks, and I do reply to each one of them. So
yeah, we love Twats.
We really do.
We really do. Now, Tony, you did say that you remembered something you possibly did last week.
Yeah, so I thought there was something about last week. So what I forgot to mention is that it was my 12-year anniversary of being self-employed.
Wow.
Which I always like to just celebrate every year. I don't really celebrate it passe more than just a little bit of a pat on the back Facebook post.
Right.
But yeah, 1st of February. So 1st Feb 2006. I think we've been podcasting about 7 months, and I went self-employed. It was a bold move,
Tony, but I believe a successful one.
Very successful. My aim was to work less and earn the same amount of money. I don't want to be rich. I wanted to work less, and it's been semi-successful in that. I am either working very hard or I'm completely dead. But it's good, and it was quite positive. I had quite a lot of good feedback on it. I don't post much on Facebook, but it was a positive post, and I got a lot of positive feedback back, so it was quite a nice day. So good. Yeah, thanks to everyone for commenting and sending your love. And yeah, I'll carry on being self-employed then.
I've been self-employed for 25 years, Tony. It's been murderous and I'm penniless. Some guys get all the luck.
Yeah.
In times of abject misery on this show, I do resort to 1970s love songs.
Nice.
Anyway, well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We will race through this a bit because I did gas on rather a lot at the start. One last band this week. I've been waiting all show to say this, Tony.
What's that?
Piss River.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. A band from my... Now, I believe it's pronounced Umeå. Umeå in Sweden. U-M-E-A with a little circle around it, and it's a bit like Rottenson. Rottenson. So I think it's Umeå, but I'm not sure. Anyway, and this is a track of their debut album via The Sign Records. The Sign have been selling us quite a lot. The Sign and Lovely Records, Tony, are the Swedish Finnish ones that send us, they send us through a lot of rock and metal, and every once in a while we get something that's not, and that's what we tend to play. Saying that, well, you can decide what you think about this. I think it's dead catchy. I love it. What is Piss River's Bandcamp page?
pissriver.bandcamp.com.
It is
excellent.
Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 6. This is Bad Reputation.
Leave no excuses for being a bad bitch. Leave no excuses for being a bad bitch.
Piss River.
Hmm.
I just like saying that. Thank you so much for listening this week. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio, PUDUNKRadio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
I've got no plans this week, so I'm not expecting to see any of you in passing, but you never know. I might do. Things might happen. About it, innit?
Yeah.
Tony, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I can't be doing many more of these.
48.
I've had enough, really. You know, I'm just waiting for the darkness.
Right.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.